Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 270 for the week of February 11th, 2013. We begin this week with excerpts from the NASF Bulletin for January 2013. Item: on September 19, 2012, EPA finalized the Residual Risk and Technology Review for the National Emission Standards for Hazardous Air Pollutants for Hard and Decorative Chromium Electroplating and Chromium Anodizing Tanks under 40 CFR Part 63. While NASF and the Sierra Club are litigating the rule in federal appeals court in Washington, as part of the final rule, EPA incorporated several housekeeping practices into 40 CFR 63.342. These measures are intended to reduce potential fugitive chromium emissions from chromium electroplating and anodizing operations. Chrome plating facilities subject to the rule are required to implement new housekeeping practices no later than March 19, 2013. Item: NASF launched its 2013 Bright Design Challenge with the College of Creative Studies on January 16th in Detroit, Michigan. This intense 12-week competition will require students to work within strict, realistic guidelines and focus on specific elements that incorporate and depict the best use of industrial surface finishes for the recreational manufacturing company Polaris. Students will be required to incorporate various types of finishing solutions that will reduce wear and enhance corrosion resistance and appearance of a product while extending product's useful life. Item: on January 24, 2013, the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health posted a document entitled Criteria for a Recommended Standard, Occupational Exposure to Hexavalent Chromium. The NIOSH reviews the critical health effects studies of hexavalent chromium compounds to update its assessment of the potential health effects of occupational exposure to hexavalent chromium compounds and its recommendations to prevent and control these workplace exposures. For more information on this NASF bulletin, please visit www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events through the end of February. On February 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th, the AESF Foundation will hold a web-based course on just the basics on electroplating. On February 20th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their continuing education seminar at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. On February 21st, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will hold their forum at Brandon's Restaurant in Milpitas, California. On February 24th through the 28th, the NASF Management Conference will take place in Key West, Florida. And on February 26th and 27th, RadTech will present UVEB West 2013 at Crown Plaza Marina and Hotel in Redondo Beach, California. For more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.